And the problem here is that ultra-processed foods, there's no legal definition. And it's very difficult even within, you know, the nutrition community to kind of agree upon these things. And unfortunately, a lot of pork products get lumped into the same category as something like, you know, a chip that you get at the store or a honey bun or something like that. And that just shouldn't be, right? We all know, like, if my kid goes to school tomorrow and he gets the choice of either a pork sausage or a honey bun, those things are not created equal. Any person can see that and understand that. But they're actually being placed in the same category and saying that they're harmful to their health. And it's like, no, this sausage actually does really good things for them. And so that's where we're kind of faced with this huge challenge of being able to separate that out, especially because there's a lot of pork products that rely on, you know, being able to have increased shelf stability, be able to have food additives that help protect food safety. And so we need to make sure to protect that, and especially to make sure it's rooted in science. There's a huge attack on food additives right now that are being brought into this nutritional space when those food additives have been proven safe.